Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
Big news in Deep Ellum today. The news coming out that at the major landowner down there with 50 different properties, Scott Rohrman, who's 42 Deep Ellum Limited Partnership, has sold a bunch of the properties. We're trying to see what's going on. Scott Rohrman joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
Thank you. First of all, my condolences. I guess you just lost the ability to jump to the front of the line at the Pecan Lodge.
Well, I never really did that. I stood in line as well. Well, I take it back. I did it a couple of times. So, yeah, maybe I have lost that.
So tell me what's going on. We've been watching the development with great interest. The area has been rejuvenated. To whom did you sell, and what are they going to do with it?
Well, Asana Partners bought a portion of our portfolio, a large portion of it. Asana Partners is a Charlotte-based real estate investment firm that has raised a fund to invest solely in urban redevelopment districts like Deep Ellum. And they come from Edens originally, a lot of them from other companies. And so they've put together a really good team to focus on urban development.
So is this something that, I mean, they've got some fairly deep pockets, I would assume. And this, are they going to start development right away, do you think?
Well, yeah, when you say developing, that can be a confusing thing. But, yes, they are going to start investing capital right away. I can't speak for them, but it's my understanding that that's their goal. It's the goal of why we went to market to look for a capital source. When we started Deep Ellum, no one wanted to invest in Deep Ellum. And so it was very difficult to raise money. We could not get money from banks or institutions, so basically, I convinced some of my personal friends and private investors to take a risk. So the goal was always to get it up and going and then go out and get more traditional financing. So we did that, and the goal was to get someone to invest in our partnership. But Asana rose to the top with their expertise, their personnel, their desire to keep the community and to focus on the community, and they're just really good people. So we chose them, but they had a requirement from their fund that they had to own the property versus be in a partnership. So that was sad for us. We wanted to stay involved and see the next stage of the vision put in place, but we'll still be working with Asana. We kept some properties. And we'll still be committed to the community.
So where's it going? What's the nature of it? I mean, is it still mixed use? You've got, you know, apartments, condominiums, retail. Is that but not new construction really? I mean, I guess keeping the integrity of the buildings.
Yeah. So the 100-year-old buildings, the goal is to keep the integrity of those. I can't speak for Asana, but that's my understanding, and that's one of the things that was very important to me when I was working with people, to choose someone who would value these 100-year-old buildings. But there is other construction going on in the area. Westdale is doing the Epic office building, apartments and hotel. They're building the Case building with streetlights. Crescent Communities has a property under contract for apartments. I know there's two other apartment deals looking. There's two hotel deals working. So there's just a lot going on in Deep Ellum and a lot more to come.
It's been, you know, those of you who've been watching this for years, it's been so slow. And we've gotten desensitized. We just watched West Legacy just sort of develop overnight. City Line, new construction, popped up overnight. And full-blown, all at one time. What about the speed down there? And again, I know you can't talk necessarily for your new partners, but is this going to speed up the development down there?
Oh, I think it will. We have not been able to pour the money into Deep Ellum that we would have liked to just because we didn't have that kind of money. So we had to get Deep Ellum to a point where institutional money would want to come in. And so I think that's what you're seeing. So Asana has a lot of really good ideas for Deep Ellum to put in, you know, better sidewalks, better lighting, parking lots, landscaping, all the things that I've been wanting to do, but needed someone to come alongside and do it.
It's going to be fun to watch. It's been fun to watch and what you've done down there already, Scott Rohrman. Selling a good number of the properties that he's accumulated in Deep Ellum. We'll check back soon to see how it goes.
All right. And we started a second round of 42 murals, so half of them are up. So there will be Asana was gracious enough to give me a 20-year license on the walls for murals. So we'll keep the mural project going for a while.
Another good reason. If we go to the shortcut line at the Pecan Lodge, I'll buy some for you.
Okay, we'll do it. All thanks, right. David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.